ILO Director General Guy Ryder marked World Day of Social Justice with a call for policymakers to take coordinated action for an economic and social recovery for all.
Today, an entire generation of young people faces the prospect of a more uncertain, less prosperous future than their parents. Many are already in desperate situations, hardly able to fall any further. This is a reality that no policymaker can afford to ignore.
He warned that even before the global financial crisis, half the world's population lived below the poverty line. Now, the weak economic recovery and a faltering policy response have left millions more behind, without jobs and with less affordable food and services.
As a result, we are faced with a deep social crisis. A crisis, too, of social justice. Disturbing and rising levels of inequality in advanced and developing economies are widely acknowledged as causes for great concern. Today, the wealth of the top 1% of the global population equals that of the poorest 3.5 billion people.
Ryder stressed that social protection measures are key elements of the policy response, pointing out that countries with strong social security systems have reduced their poverty rates by more than half and have significantly reduced inequality.
Social protection is both a human right and sound economic policy. Social security enables access to healthcare, to education, and to nutrition. Well-designed social protection systems support incomes and domestic consumption, build human capital, and increase productivity. And yet, over 76% of the world's population continues to live without adequate health and social protection coverage.
Ryder urged policymakers to prioritize macroeconomic and fiscal policy decisions that promote inclusive growth with decent employment and social protection. This is the strong and sustainable foundation of social justice. Adam Bowers at the ILO.